These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that, Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
Start at the top of your voice. Welcome back to So start at the top of your voice, and then we'll get into it.
Awesome.
Great. A little more.
That was very awesome.
Thank you. All right, we'll rock.
Welcome back to PV and Franny. Last time...
Wait, hold on. They divided this into two podcast episodes?
Looks that way.
Why? It's a 30-minute television pilot.
Capitalism, Franny. Studio time doesn't pay for itself.
Fine, but why are we doing a recap? All that really happened in the first episode is that you and I met and decided to start a band together. Also, you told me someone from the school orchestra left you a hate note in your locker, but you're not sure who. Whom? Who? Also, you told me in no uncertain terms that you don't date bandmates, which is fine, because I definitely don't have a crush on you that's threatening to blow up into a full-on obsession.
Good to know. Say, weren't you about to play me a song?
I was.
So, let's get back to it.
Act 2. Interior, PV's bedroom, day. Franny's tuning his guitar.
It's always the B string. It's like it hates me. Okay, here we go.
He takes a deep breath and plays.
Hold on 1 second. It's out of tune now.
It is.
Everybody chill.
I thought that was the joke.
That's what we get.
Why does the moon look so big and other times look so small? Why is it up there at all? And how come the sun gets so hot and other times it is not? Like nighttime, winter, and fall. I don't know. I don't know. Anything. Anything. Anything except that I like you. Why do those weird colored lights way up around the North Pole dance through the night sky sometimes? And does that magical swirl somehow explain how a girl can shimmer, sparkle, and shine? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Anything. Anything. Anything except that I like you. Feel so big and make you feel oh so small. Why do I bother at all?
A beat while Franny waits for PV's reaction. PV smiles. Then Franny smiles. Then...
That was depressing.
PV and Franny look to the doorway. Standing there is Joanna, 18, one of PV's infinite sisters.
Get out of my room, Joanna!
Fine. But, Franny, you should consider a diminished 3 chord instead of the minor 4. It's less trite.
Joanna leaves.
Who was that? And how did she know my name?
That's Joanna. She's one of my sisters.
She doesn't look like you.
And she has awful taste in music. Maybe she's adopted. Or I am. Now, let's take a look at this.
PV takes out a photograph.
What is it?
The Overton Orchestra. We need to figure out who wrote my hate note.
Oh, okay.
Inset, a picture of the Overton Orchestra.
The handwriting definitely belongs to a boy, so we can eliminate all the girls.
Two faces in the photo are X'd out.
Not super helpful. What else do you know?
Well, the text of the note wasn't particularly brassy, and everyone knows string players struggle to express themselves in words.
Brass and strings are X'd out, leaving only the percussionists, timpani and triangle.
That leaves the timpani and the triangle. The timpanist is Max Engler. He's good, real good.
Interior music room, day. The band is playing. Max Engler is reading a biography of Buddy Rich. With his left hand, he hits the timpani in time with the music, then turns a page. Interior, PV's bedroom, continuous with before.
The triangleist is Ryozu Kibe. Immaculate timing, but his dynamics can be questionable.
We'll interview both of them tomorrow.
Okay. Why is this so important to you anyway?
I don't know. I just hate the thought that someone hates me. Wouldn't that bother you?
No. I assume most people hate me.
They probably do.
Somehow, at some point, Joanna has re-entered the room.
Get out of here, Joanna!
Remember, Franny,
diminished 3 chord.
She holds up 3 fingers and uses them to make one of those I'm watching you gestures, then leaves.
Sorry. Though she's probably right about the chord.
Interior Overton High hallway. Just outside the music room, the members of the orchestra have begun to file in for practice. PV and Franny wait outside until they spot Max.
Oh, hey, Max.
Max notices Franny and approaches.
What's up?
Do you hate PV?
Who's PV?
PV raises her hand.
Do I know you? Wait, didn't you come to our practice last week and say we all suck?
I did.
Yeah, I guess I do sort of hate her.
Oh, so you wrote the note.
What note?
PV holds up a folded note.
Nah, the only notes I write look like this.
He holds up his sheet music and points to a musical note, then heads off.
I guess that means it's Ruzo, the triangleist.
Unless our methodology is flawed.
Well, we're about to find out. Which one's Ruzo?
Franny points him out.
I'll handle it this time.
She goes off to talk to Ruzo. Franny watches. They talk for a few moments, then PV comes back.
Was it him?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
That it was him. Then he asked me out on a date. Then I said yes.
What?
A date, like a movie or dinner.
I know what it... Let me see that note.
PV hands over the note. Franny unfolds it. Inset. The note is written in a small and serious hand. PV, I think you are extremely beautiful.
This isn't a hate note. It's a love note.
I guess I read it more ironically, you know? Like, I think you're extremely beautiful.
Why would you read it that way?
Anyway, mystery solved. Thanks for your help, Franny.
Franny looks on helplessly. Interior Franny's house, evening. Franny sits on the couch, staring at the TV, which isn't on. His mother enters. Marion Blevins is a loving but strident woman who believes the world can be shaped by those with the fortitude to bother trying.
Ugh, I love this show.
Hey, Mom.
Something's wrong. What's wrong?
I like a girl.
That's the problem?
Yes. No.
Marion sits down on the couch.
She says we can't date since we're in a band together.
She's right. You should never date a neighbor or a coworker or a yoga instructor.
But I really want to date her because she's amazing.
So don't be in a band with her.
But I really want to be in a band with her because she's amazing.
Oh, That's tough. She sounds amazing, though.
She is.
Marion puts an arm around Franny.
I just wish...
Quiet.
Marion gestures towards the TV, which still isn't on.
This is the best part.
Franny smiles. Interior Overton High Gymnasium. A dodgeball game is on. Franny's with AJ. They dodge balls as they talk.
And now, PV and Ruzo are going out on a date.
I'm sorry, Franny. That sucks.
AJ pegs a kid hard in the stomach.
Oh, shit!
You're an embarrassment to this court. Walk off, bitch!
The worst part is that it's my fault. I agreed to be in a band with her. I shook on in everything.
Why can't you be in a band and date at the same time? Fleetwood Mac did it.
That's what I said.
AJ being someone else.
I bet your mama felt that. I bet her mama felt that. I just shook your whole family tree, son.
Anyway, there's no arguing with her. She's dating Russo now. I have to accept it.
Unless...
AJ spots someone about to throw a ball at him.
I dare you. I'm begging you to throw that ball.
The thrower chickens out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He turns back to Franny.
If Peavy won't date a bandmate, you just need to convince Ryuzo to join your band.
Of course. AJ, you're a genius.
I know.
AJ hits Franny with a ball.
Ow! We're on the same team.
And?
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
Interior Overton High lunchroom later. PV is at the front of the lunch line paying for lunch. A Butterfinger, two packages of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and a Red Bull.
New state law says I have to tell you to eat a salad.
Okay.
Eat a salad.
Thank you. That's my ringtone. Eat a salad.
PV leaves the line and runs into Franny.
Oh, hey.
Franny notices PV's lunch.
You know, sugar's really bad for you. I've got a book about it. But you don't have to read it. You know, I'll probably just burn it. Anyway, I had an idea.
What's that?
What if we added Russo to the band?
You said his triangle playing was dynamically uneven.
Yeah, we can work on that.
We could use a percussionist, and now I know he doesn't hate me. Fine.
Suddenly, Aaron Coltrera, editor-at-large of the Overton Free Press, appears behind PV and Franny.
You guys are in a band? Oh, this could make for a great trend piece.
What's the trend?
Bands are popping up everywhere. Look.
Aaron points toward a table of nerds playing a board and dice game. One of the nerds rolls the dice. They make a cool clattering sound that everyone picks up on. He rolls them again. Another nerd shuffles a stack of cards in rhythm. Someone else taps metal figurines together. The improvisation concludes with a collective distant explosion noise made by all the nerds at once.
Wicked beat, yo.
We're back on Aaron.
See? So, do you plan to enter the gentle mediation of the bands next week?
What's that?
Aaron points to a poster on the lunchroom wall. The title reads, Gentle Mediation of the Bands. Many will enter. Only everyone will receive a participation trophy.
Principal Kinney thinks Battle of the Bands sounds too violent. So, are you guys in?
Of course. And we're going to win.
Aaron, would you excuse us for a moment? All of this was off the record.
Franny drags Peavy away, accidentally knocking into the bulldog mascot on the way out of the lunchroom.
Can I...
Hold on. Sorry, that's my fault.
Yeah,
sorry. I wrote it wrong. It's clearly Peavy drags Franny away.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. PV drags Franny away, accidentally knocking into the bulldog mascot on the way out of the lunchroom.
Can I at least cite you as an anonymous source?
No.
Well, an anonymous. An anonymous?
An anonymous.
As an anonymous source. Okay, got it. Can I at least cite you as an anonymous source?
No.
Democracy dies in darkness!
Interior Overton High moments later, PV drags Franny to the hallway outside the lunchroom.
What's wrong?
We've only had one rehearsal, Franny. We shouldn't be entering competitions or doing interviews.
Why not?
Just talk to Russo, okay? We need to get our lineup in place before we start thinking about winning prizes.
Okay.
PV walks off. Franny looks over at a trash can and sees a kid hidden inside.
I'm playing hide and seek. I've been in here since yesterday. Nobody's found me.
Impressive.
Yeah. It isn't as satisfying as I'd expected.
They both consider this. Interior Overton High practice room, afternoon. A very small practice room with soundproof walls and a grand piano. Russo, who is very serious, sits with his eyes closed listening to a Mastering the Triangle tape. Franny enters.
You must treat the triangle like a lover. Be gentle but firm. Be caring but independent. Never let her sense your fear.
Hello?
Russo switches off the tape deck.
Franny, how are you, my friend?
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know you have been invited to join my band, our band, me and Peavy.
Peavy wants me to join her band?
Yes, we both do, our band. So, rehearsals are on Thursdays. I'll text you the address.
Russo suddenly hugs Franny.
Thank you, my friend, my brother, my bandmate. I'm going to treat Peavy just like my triangle.
Okay.
Franny leaves. Russo joyfully taps the triangle. Interior, Peavy's bedroom the following Thursday. Franny enters. Peavy is at her recording station.
Hey, Peavy. Where's Russo? He isn't here yet?
He's out of the band.
What? Why?
I ran into him yesterday at school.
Exterior, Overton High, hallway, flashback. Peavy, wearing a face mask, is spray painting the inside of her locker black. Russo approaches.
Peavy, I just wanted to tell you how excited I am to be in the band.
We're excited too.
They shake hands.
Also, I thought we could perhaps plan our date now.
Peavy takes off the mask.
Didn't Franny tell you? I don't date my bandmates. It's a rule I have.
But what about Fleetwood Mac?
Exception that proves the rule.
Okay, then I don't want to be in the band.
It was good having you.
They shake hands.
So we can still go out on Friday?
Looking forward.
Interior, PV's bedroom, continuous with before. Franny is shell-shocked at his plan's failure.
But
It's fine. I heard him play the triangle and you were right. Dynamics all over the place. Besides, I think we're better as a duo.
We are, aren't we?
And you know what? This right here, this relationship between bandmates, that's the most intimate relationship there is. Way deeper than some stupid boyfriend.
Totally. Wait, Russo's your boyfriend now?
Anyway, I guess we should start rehearsing. That gentle mediation of the bands isn't gonna win itself.
I thought you didn't want to enter.
I know it's a long shot, but I believe in us. Sure, it won't be easy. There will be setbacks. It might even take the whole season.
The whole what?
All of fall semester. But it'll be worth it when we hoist that first place participation trophy over our heads, knowing that we accomplished something nobody thought we could.
Smash cut to interior auditorium night. Liu Chen, a small Chinese girl wearing an accordion, receives an extremely large trophy from Principal Kinney. 40s. The audience applauds wildly.
And our winner is Liu Chen for that stirring rendition of Gorka Hermosa's Fragilissimo.
Liu raises the massive trophy overhead. Peavy and Franny watch from the audience. They each hold a very small participation trophy.
On the other hand, early success can have its own drawbacks.
The weight of the trophy causes Liu to fall over backward. Students rush to help her.
No, yeah, I think that's very true.
You want to go write a song?
I do.
They walk out of the auditorium. On the way, they throw their participation trophies in the trash. We stay on the trophies for a beat. Then a large, fuzzy mitt reaches into the trash and pulls one of the trophies back out. Pulling back, we see it's the bulldog mascot. He scans the plaque on the front of the trophy. It reads, "Congratulations, PV and Franny. It is better to have participated and lost than never to have participated at all." The bulldog looks up, watching as PV and Franny leave the auditorium together. Who's in there anyway? What's he thinking? We don't know, and maybe we never will know, because that's the end of this unproduced television pilot. The end.
We'll do a few more pickups real quick, and then we'll do a trailer.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.